Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and we're about to go in the huddle. But Mike, you are in charge of Top 5 Tuesday today.
Yeah, it's an angry one, if I'm being real. I was really upset. I was mad yesterday at everything that was going on. Usually when I'm in that kind of mood, my kids can brighten my day, but they wanted to watch movies yesterday, and I said, yeah, I don't like these people on the screen. So I actually made a top five list of Disney characters I want to punch in the face. Top five Disney characters I'd like to punch in the face. I'm not calling for violence towards anybody, but
man, y'all call
these
me the
five
angry
Disney
one.
Characters, they need to be punched in the face. There's just no two ways about it. So I've got that one coming up.
Gaston must be on this list.
That'll be in, 20 minutes?
Yeah. So. 7:40, we'll be handling that. Now, the opposite of anger, if you want to hang out with Andy and Randy this Friday for a special broadcast of the Midday Show, they're going to be live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They're going to be enjoying all the food, drink, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. It's Andy and Randy Friday from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Cowboys beat the Raiders in Vegas last night, 33-16. Here is Brian Schottenheimer on not running up the score.
When they huddled, coming out their drive, I knew, of course, they were going to go for it on fourth down. But I wasn't going to try to score there. Don't need to. Too much respect for the game, too much respect for Pete. And, walk out of here with a great win and a great team win.
Respect for Pete might be the only thing keeping this franchise afloat right now, the way they've played, man. They're brutal. The Raiders, but I know that one of their biggest issues is they have had a set of piano keys at the offensive line. Just none of them playing well at the right time. They've shuffled guys around. Chip Kelly's the play caller. Geno Smith looks like a bad fit. He looks like he's over the hill. Ashton Jeanty looks like a bust. I mean, from the top to the bottom, that is a team that is quite awful. To put it lightly. So,
and Geno said, put all the blame on him. He came out last season. Anything that's doesn't look right with the offense is on me. Anything that's wrong with this offense is on me. So I appreciate what he's doing there, but it's not been a good first year for Pete Carroll. But no. Look, you'll get him. He'll get a couple of years there to try to fix that organization.
I'm curious how long. He's already, and they mentioned this last night, he's already the oldest head coach in NFL history at 74.
Wait, what?
That's what it said last night.
In history?
That's what it said.
I can't be right. Is that really?
That's what they said last night. I don't know. I didn't fact check him because it seemed like that, ESPN was on top of it. But I'd go fact check if I need to. But yeah, so I don't know. I'd curious what the 3-year, 4-year plan is. I don't know, but it's not good right now. I can tell you that.
Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers won against the Bengals 34-12. But Aaron Rodgers, the big story is that he's injured again. He hurt his left wrist at the end of the half. Got testing done yesterday. He does have a slight break in his wrist. Apparently, though, Aaron still wants to play against the Bears. Terry Bradshaw
Discount, double check.
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw did it back in 1977. He didn't miss a start after getting a slight break.
I don't know. Like, I'm so... I can't even hear that headline without thinking of Michael Penix. I can't even hear that when I'm like, yeah, join the crew, baby. We're all right there. Just us and the commanders and, like, everybody just come on down. You know, I don't know what to think. But, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers wants to do that, more power to him. I mean, unfortunately, it's the same conversation having Pete Carroll. What's the three-year plan? You might as well go out there and throw the pigskin around a little bit. You know, make everybody wonder who your wife is for a little longer. There you go.
Wait, that's I don't even know why you had to bring that up. That's such an odd story. Only because it makes my mind go over here. Dude, he only wants to play against the Bears because he feels like he's their daddy and he owns
Rodgers.
And he you know, this is a thing with him, and it's a little bit when Aaron Rodgers' ego starts kind of getting out of control with some stuff. That's why he wants to play so badly, because he knows he owns the Bears, and he wants to go and be like, hey, you might be 7-3. You might have Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, but who's your daddy?
Yeah, it's like, hey, Mason Rudolph, if you take all the snaps, the whole week you take all the snaps, let me just get one touchdown drive just so I can remind the people, and then I'll get out and you can go.
Are we talking about backup quarterback reps in practice?
Yes, we are.
Where's Josina at? We can get an accurate.
I don't know. Probably somebody that can confirm if those are the first ones.
I think she's in Boulder.
The Jets have decided to make a QB change. Aaron Glenn is putting in Tyrod Taylor over Justin Fields. Couple land Vikings, Ravens, Chargers, Dolphins, Steelers. Which seems realistic?
We just can't seem to get rid of on the show the talks of Arthur Smith's quarterbacks and in the fit. Right? I mean, we just can't seem to flush.
Well, he's under contract I guess.
We just can't get rid of these topics, man. It's Justin Fields. I mean, this was bound to not work out well. I hate to say that, but Aaron Glenn, that whole operation, they're trading everybody off. If I'm Justin Fields, I'm going, all right, man, sure. Yeah, see if the 15-year veteran can fare any better than I am, because I think this everything we're doing is broken.
Yeah, when he signed, you never thought that was going to be the place for him. I'm curious if Justin Fields is the next quarterback to travel around and all of a sudden figure it out. And The only thing for me is he's never gotten a quarterback guru type coach, you know, a coach that's known to be a quarterback guru, to have him to coach, you know, like Darnold was went to Minnesota with O'Connell, you know, Baker got to go and Matthew Stafford in some sense got to go to McVay. Jared Goff got Ben Johnson.
Baker got Canales too, which we saw firsthand last week.
You just go around to these quarterbacks that have revitalized their career. Geno got to go up to Seattle. Like, all these guys have gotten around good coaches for quarterbacks. Someone that has that reputation, if Justin Fields is cut after this year, or maybe after the next year, he's able to get out of there. Do they take him in, and does he have that kind of growth?
I got one for you, Todd Monken. How about that one?
Yeah, but here's the problem. Is he going to go back up Lamar?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think he should.
Would he be willing to do that?
For sure. This is strike four. He should be willing to go back up Lamar, learn a good offense. And you know what? There's a lot to be said about him being able to come in if something were to happen to Lamar and actually be a little bit more of a change of pace.
Well, I think he's more like Lamar than most backups you could find, just because of the fact of how good he can move. And he can throw on the move.
And I think that Todd Monken does a good job of utilizing the mobility and actually throwing with it. And so that would be a good pairing for me.
Well, coming up, we're going to dive back into the fate of the Falcons season. And just because I need to hear you say this again, it's Top 5 Tuesday. What is it?
I'm going to let the anger out. Top 5 Disney characters I want to punch in the face. Yeah, I think you're going to agree. That's right.
It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.